Welcome to the deep dive. If you've had an eye on the BNB chain recently, you've seen the absolute chaos.
Yeah, it's wild.
We're diving into a market where, well, the difference between a huge 10x gain and losing everything, it really boiled down to just three things, based on our sources: timing, the story or narrative, and crucially, your tool set.
Oh, absolutely. And the numbers, they really show these extremes. We saw one wallet reportedly flip just $3,500 into, wait for it, $7.9 million on BNB meme coins in days.
Yeah, $7.9 million.
Yeah. And another one turned around $3,000 into nearly $2 million after seeing a specific post. I mean, think about that. That's life-changing money almost overnight.
It's staggering.
And if you look, aggregate profits tracked across this whole scene, already over $500 million. $516 million tracked.
But okay, there's always the flip side, right? And
Yeah.
it sounds brutal. We're talking crashes of 60%, sometimes over 90%, common.
Very common. Things like, the bubble in Chinese meme capital bursting, or just people getting tired of the narrative. Narrative fatigue, they call it.
So chasing the hype seems like a guaranteed way to get burned then.
Exactly. You can't chase. The sources are really clear. You have to anticipate the pumps. And that means moving past just guessing, using data-driven platforms. That's the difference maker for, well, survival, let alone success.
Okay, so how do you actually do that? Anticipate, I mean, what are these tools looking for?
Right. So it needs some pretty sophisticated watching, basically. The foundation, it starts with what they call early whale tracking and wallet labels.
Whale tracking, like big money movers.
Obviously, the platform identifies and monitors these alpha wallets. These are trader accounts, with a track record of success. And they often make their moves hours before the general public even catches on.
Hours. That's a massive timing advantage in this market.
Everything. Timing is critical.
Okay, so you spot these alpha wallets moving. What's the next signal? Like the immediate sign that something's really about to pick off.
Good question. That leads right into the second feature, liquidity and slippage alerts. You're looking for sudden real-time changes. Is liquidity suddenly pouring in or pulling out? Or are you seeing unexpected spikes in slippage?
Explain slippage quickly for us.
Sure. It's basically the price difference between when you think you're buying or selling and the price you actually get when the trade executes. Big, sudden jumps in slippage often happen right before a massive pump. It's a key tell.
Got it. So, tracking whales, watching liquidity and slippage. Now, how does the social media hype factor in? Because that seems unavoidable.
Right. It's crucial but noisy. That's where the social on-chain correlation feature comes in. It tries to find that sweet spot, that green light window.
How? By matching tweets to buys.
Sort of, yeah. It looks for when the speed, the velocity of social media mentions, especially from influential figures, KOLs, they call them, key opinion leaders, starts to line up exactly with subtle buying patterns happening on the blockchain.
Okay, so it's not just hype, it's hype translating into actual money moving.
Yeah, precisely. When those two converge, it signals the hype might have legs, creating that potential entry point.
Okay, this next one sounds really interesting. The sources mention portfolio overlap and signal clustering, and they claim traders watching this see win rates around 80%. That sounds extremely high. How reliable is that?
It does sound high, but it points towards coordination. Basically, when the same group of these alpha wallets all start buying multiple new meme coins around the same time.
Like a coordinated campaign.
Exactly. It suggests something bigger is planned. No signal's perfect, obviously, but that clustering helps cut through the random noise. It turns isolated moves into a sort of unified, actionable signal. That context helps explain that historically observed success rate.
So it reduces the guesswork significantly. Okay, but while traders are getting smarter tools, Binance itself is stepping in with this meme rush thing. What is that, and why is it a structural shift?
Right, Meme Rush is Binance's new launchpad. It's specifically for users holding their own keys, like with MetaMask, not just funds on the exchange. And the key part is it uses a bonding curve model.
Bonding curve. How does
Right.
that change things?
It sets the price based on a mathematical curve as more people buy in. It makes it much, much harder for bots to just jump in first and manipulate the initial price spike, that front-running issue. So it shifts early access into a more, let's say, structured process.
Okay, interesting. So bringing it all together for someone listening, the massive gains are possible, clearly, but the risk is just as massive.
Absolutely brutal volatility. Smart execution is key.
So what's the core takeaway?
It's pretty simple, really. Don't just gamble on hype. Use the data. Rely on data. And your execution needs to be sharp. That means using tools with smart DX routing and execution efficiency.
Especially since these coins pop up on a obscure exchanges, right?
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. Lots of smaller BNBDXs.
Mm-hmm.
If your tool isn't smart about finding the best price and managing slippage across those, you could lose all your potential profit just trying to make the trade. Right. Risk control, it's just not optional here.
You mentioned attention earlier. If meme coin season is about attention, BNB seems to have it. Sources noted a recent, 251% spike in its mind share?
Yeah, the attention is definitely there. Which brings up a big question for you to think about. Is this whole BNB meme coin wave going to be the foundation for BNB's next big growth phase? You know, using better tech, smarter trading.
Hmm.
Or will it just be remembered as another super fast, kind of painful bubble of pure speculation that bursts quickly? The answer, honestly, probably depends on how much traders actually embrace these data tools and discipline and how the tech keeps evolving to handle the chaos. Something to chew on.